You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini. Educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini with The Deal Farm. Today on my Best Deal Ever episode, I've got Matt Terrio. Matt, how are you doing?
Fantastic, Ken. Fantastic.
Awesome. Well, Matt, thanks for being on the show. So Matt and I actually are in a mastermind group together. I think we met about a year ago and have had an opportunity to do some business together. But Matt, I'll let you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and about your podcasts.
Sure. Yeah, when I got out of the Marine Corps, I spent the next 13, 14 years of my life in the music business and just living the life all through my 20s and made my million by the time I was 30. And it was just like life was really simple. And I'd had a very reliable formula as far as releasing records of just 30 and just selling 30, 40,000 units. And that made a really good profit for me. And anybody that's familiar with the music industry knows that if you sell 30, 40,000 units, those major labels will drop you like a bad habit. So. But I had figured it out and I was doing really well for myself and I just kept on doing it over and over and over again. And then one month, the formula didn't work and I was scratching my head. I couldn't understand why. And so the next month I just threw a little bit more money at the formula and it worked even less and then less and less. And in 6 months I was bankrupt. And at the time I had no idea what's going on. And looking back, it's crystal clear is that the digital download came along and pretty much destroyed the CD distributor. And I made all my money by selling CDs. And you know, I was at age 34, flat busted, starting life all over, filed bankruptcy, my wife left me, and then I was bagging groceries for 6 months. So that was my start into real estate. And, you know, I had really missed that lifestyle. I knew entertainment was no longer an option for me, but I really wanted my money back is what I really wanted. And of all people, the advice came from the grocery store manager where I was bagging groceries. And long story short, he had said to me one day, he said, Matt, if you really want to create wealth, the final frontier for the average person to be able to do that is real estate. He said, you got lucky with entertainment, as everybody really does, because lightning somewhat has to strike for you to be successful there. And you know, and you're not very fast and you're not very tall. And, you know, it's like you can't play sports. So really, real estate would be the next option for you to create wealth. So I didn't have a plan B. I didn't know what I was going to do next. And so I was like, okay, well, I got to learn something brand new. I'm going to go take on the thing that's going to provide me the best chances of recreating that lifestyle. So that night, I took a bottle of wine home from the grocery store and went and just sat in front of the computer as me and Mr. Google. And I started just Googling everything real estate. And actually, within a couple hours, ran across an estranged aunt from the other side of the family that I hadn't seen in probably 15 years. And it turned out she was the number one real estate agent in just the city next to me. And I didn't even know that. So I sent her an email that night. We had lunch the next day. And within 48 hours, I was in real estate school as a real estate agent. And I did that for 4 years. And after, you know, logging 4 years of 60, 70 hours a week, I realized that, you know what, if real estate is where the money's at, I'm looking at my clients, I'm looking at my situation, I think I'm sitting on the wrong side of the desk. So if anyone that has ever gotten a real estate license, they know that it does nothing to prepare you to be a real estate investor. It hardly prepares you to be a real estate agent. So I had to go educate myself all over again. And I was fortunate enough to stumble upon a really nice educational program. It was very expensive, but I stumbled upon it and it happened to be the right one at the right time. And it gave me all the right information. And from there, I got started investing in real estate and started representing myself and my transactions rather than representing other people.
Mm-hmm. And was that, you're in Southern California. So were you buying and selling real estate in Southern California?
As an agent, yes. My first deal was in Southern California. Okay. And but after, you know, I jumped on the rich dad, poor dad bandwagon and mm-hmm. all about cash flow and passive income. And it was very difficult to do that here in Southern California.
Sure.
So I did start to look outside the state and that's ultimately where I landed and where I am today.
Gotcha. And mm-hmm. for those of you that don't know Matt, he's got an empire now buying and selling all over the country, and especially in the high cash flow markets. Mm-hmm. But before we get there, Matt, maybe talk a little bit about when you got into podcasting, because I know that once you started podcasting and your podcast, you know, started landing at the top of the charts for real estate investing, that's probably when your business took off. When did you start that?
That was, I think, late 2012. Okay. Is when I started my, real estate podcast, and I actually started, I already had my own cash flow portfolio. I had probably, I don't know, 70, 80 units at the time. And so I had escaped the rat race officially, and I'd got my expenses down to a certain point and got my passive income up to above it. And then I was listening to podcasts basically on how to sell my book, because I wrote a book about my whole life. And I stumbled across a podcast of, ironically, is a good friend of yours and mine, Sean Terry. He had this one with Nathan, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but it was called The Internet Marketing Mogul or something like that.
Is it Nathan Jurewitz?
Yes, Nathan Jurewitz, yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I stumbled upon their podcast. It was all about internet marketing. And they were, I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to sell my book, and their points of reference were all about selling real estate and real estate information. I was like, well, that's what I really know. So why don't I just go sell that? Why am I trying to sell this book? So I started a podcast in real estate, and that was really just in the interest of internet marketing. I wanted to start an online membership website, an online platform to teach people how to invest in real estate, and that's how that started. And you're right, that did okay, but my actual real estate business is what really exploded after that because of the podcast, and I had no idea that was gonna happen.
Interesting. And so now here you are, you know, a couple years later. What would you say, what's your portfolio look like now in terms of single family houses that you've purchased?
We've got 240 doors. I'm probably about right down the middle between multifamily and single family.
Okay. Wow. 240 doors. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Quite a portfolio you've built there.
Yeah, it's it's just one property at a time. It's one deal at a time, and you know, you stumble upon one deal that gives you 44 units, and all of a sudden, like, you made a big leap forward, you know, and it's just one deal. Yeah. So that happened a couple of times. So that's how we ended up with so many.
And so, what markets are you in that you've been able to accumulate that many houses?
Sure, we're in Memphis, Tennessee. Love that place. We're in St. Louis. We're in Cleveland, Kansas City, Indianapolis, Columbus. And did I say Cincinnati? In Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. So yeah, all these kind of secondary tier markets where the inventory is probably a little bit less expensive, but the cash flow is phenomenal. Am I right?
Yep. Yeah, the purchase price to rent ratio is really strong, and you can even get into some decent neighborhoods and still maintain that. So we're in your working class blue collar neighborhoods, most of our stuff.
And for most investors that are investing long term for cash flow, I mean, those are the types of markets that can be just money over the long term. So out of those, you know, 240 doors, and I'm sure you've had a number of properties that you didn't keep that you bought and probably sold at some point. Any of those deals stand out to you as maybe your best deal ever, or even just a deal that was creative or interesting, or that you walked away and just said that was a special deal?
You know, I've made a lot of money on a lot of different deals, but still, I think the first one was the most memorable.
Yeah.
Because what it just did for my mindset, you know, I just got out of this. I just got chills saying it. How weird. That was not planned.
Yeah,
I'm not being cheesy or corny. That was weird how that just happened. But I remember it because I had taken this education. I made it was like a $22,000 investment in my education. And I just attended my first weekend workshop. And I was all fired up and hard charging, ready to go. And was just driving through the neighborhood. I still kind of had one foot as a real estate agent, but really ready to jump out of that completely. And just driving down a street in Long Beach, California. And there was a house over there that was this dilapidated old house. It looked almost like a kid's clubhouse. It looked like someone had taken the single family, started a demolition job, and just never finished it. But it had a for sale sign in the front. So I was like, okay, let me just go. And I wrote the address down. I went back to the office and researched on the multiple listing service. And it was an REO. It had been on the market for almost a year. And I did what they told me to do at my education. And I was scared to death to do this, but I wrote an offer to purchase it. And I gave them basically just a little bit lower than their asking price, and they came back and they accepted it. And I was like, oh crap, what do I do now? You know?
Right.
And I didn't have to look too far before I found a money partner and a who happened to be also have a contracting business. He was a rehabber. And that what really clicked there for me was, you don't need the money to do this business. There's more value in finding the deal. And if you do indeed find the deal,
there's no shortage of people that want to partner with you on making money on that deal.
Absolutely.
And that's where it just really clicked for me, because at that time I was like, okay, so I got to find some money partners. I got to get qualified for a loan. I got to get all my ducks in a row and all that stuff. And you certainly can do it that way, but I think it's a lot harder to do it that way than if you just focus, just find the deal, and everything else will just fall into place. Mm-hmm. And that just turned into my mode of operation. And, you know, 240 units later, I don't have a bank loan.
Wow.
And, you know, and that's really just what launched everything. I was a believer. And I think once your belief is in place, you know, it sounds, you know, kind of cliche, but anything is possible once you believe you can do it.
Absolutely. Well, and you having been an agent, were probably somewhat networked in that community and had a few people you could pick up the phone and call and say, hey, I found this deal.
Mm-hmm.
You're interested in being a partner. And then you were off to the races.
Exactly. And I didn't have to look far. I was the very first person I called.
Wow.
Oh, and then the magic about this deal, what was really cool was that this single family residence is exactly what I suspected. Somebody started to the project and ran out of money. Mm-hmm. But what they did do in the process is they did go through the permit process and they did get all the architectural plans approved.
Wow.
So, all that passed along with the sale. So we were able to break ground the day after we closed escrow.
Wow. And that's huge.
It gets better, Ken. It gets better. The single family was that the plans were for it to become a fourplex. It was zoned R4.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Oh, gosh.
And so that we made probably a little over 100 grand on that, and I got to keep 26,000 bucks for myself. And that was another part where if you control the deal, you get to call the shots.
Yep.
It wasn't a $500 bird dog fee. It wasn't a $2,000 referral fee. No, I was a partner because the contract was mine.
Yep. Absolutely.
And that was another big epiphany as well.
Man, that's such a good point. There's so many people out there, you know, I see them in the blogosphere talking about they don't have money, they can't get started in real estate investing. But that's so not the case. I mean, with so many folks out there with deep pockets that want to be involved, they don't have their ear to the ground the way, you know, a bird dog might or something, like a real estate agent. You bring them the deal, it's like you said, you can dictate the terms.
And there's no shortage of demand for good deals in real estate.
Sure.
Like, you don't have to look far. If there's money to be made, there's someone's going to partner with you.
Yep.
So just make sure you find a deal. And if you can't find a partner, then you might want to look at your deal again. Maybe it's not a deal. That's my big distinction.
Absolutely. Well, and the other interesting thing about that deal, too, is it was a drive-by. It's amazing how many people find the just phenomenal deals just by doing drive-bys. Yours happen to have a sign in the front yard. Sometimes it's a by owner, you know, that you happen to run across that other people might have missed. Or maybe it's just a house that looks run down and you've driven by it for 6 months and never did anything about it and you decide to go up there and knock on the door.
Exactly.
I hear so many stories about people driving by, you know, particular houses that turn into some of their best deals they've ever done. What a great start. So yeah, you found a partner, you turned it into a fourplex, flipped it, and yeah, you were off to the races after that.
Absolutely. And then, I found another investor who had an inventory of properties, and I became a wholesaler for him. So I got really good at getting in between people with property and people with money.
Ah, yep.
And then that's what really launched everything forward. But, That first deal, it just like, okay, I guess I can actually do this.
It works, so, right?
You know, yep, once it
you
works.
That check, wait a second, all this training actually paid off. I made money.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Matt, what a great, inspiring story, especially for somebody who's, you know, on the fence trying to decide whether or not they want to get into real estate. I mean, it does work. And once you get that first deal under your belt, you know, it gives you a lot of confidence to keep going.
Yep. The confidence and the evidence will do everything for you.
Sure. So, Matt, tell us how the folks out there, listeners, if they haven't already found your podcast, which probably most of them had, maybe give us some information on how they can find you online.
Sure. We're at Epic Real Estate Investing is the name of the podcast. And wherever you're listening to Ken's show right now, you can probably find mine there as well. And then our main website on the internet is epicrealestate.com. Epicrealestate.com.
Perfect. And we'll be sure to put your websites on our show notes as well. And Facebook, anything else you want to put out there, Matt, give it to us and we'll make sure it's on our show notes so folks can find you.
Super. Thanks, Ken.
Matt, thanks so much for being on the show. I appreciate it and I look forward to seeing you at the next Mastermind.
Good to have you back, buddy.
Hey, thanks so much, Matt. Take care.
You bet. Bye.
All right. Hey, Deal Farm podcast listeners, this is Ken Corsini with a special offer. In an effort to get our podcast off the ground and as much traction as possible, we have a favor to ask. And in return, we're going to give you a free t-shirt. That's right, a free Deal Farm podcast t-shirt mailed directly to your address. We just ask you to do five simple things to help us get this thing off the ground. Number one, if you would subscribe to us in iTunes. Number two, if you would like our page in Facebook. Number three, if you would share our page in Facebook. And number four, if you would follow us on Twitter. And lastly, number five, if you would download all of our episodes in iTunes. So initially, we're going to have a between 30 to 40 episodes when we launch the podcast. We would just ask that you download all of those episodes through iTunes. So once you do that, just send us an email to offers@dealfarm.net. Give us your name, your address, and your t-shirt size, and we will mail you a free t-shirt. Now, all of that said, we don't necessarily have a way to know if you downloaded all of our episodes, so some of this is on the honor system. We're going to trust that if you say you downloaded all of them, that you actually downloaded all of them. And when you do all five of those things, again, real quick, if you would subscribe through iTunes, like our Facebook page, share our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and download our episodes through iTunes, we will send you a free t-shirt. Thanks so much, and I hope you take advantage of this free offer.